Today's story is a story of Noah and the flood. After Adam and Eve, sin had filled the world. People weren't obeying God, weren't following God, weren't listening to God, except for Noah. And so God said, "I will destroy everything." To me, this reminds me of how much God hates sin, and how much it hurts God when we don't obey Him and follow Him, when we don't remember Him. God destroyed everything because it had gotten so far away from Him, and He knew the hearts of the men that they wouldn't turn to Him, they wouldn't come back to Him, and so He destroyed it all. It seems a bit harsh, but we must remember that God is perfect, and we must obey Him and follow Him. But God didn't destroy everything. Instead, He destroyed almost everything, but He saved something, or someone. He saved Noah and his family, and the animals as well. God saved Noah because Noah loved God and obeyed God. And so God provided for him. God made a way for him to escape the judgment for sin, the punishment for disobeying God. Now, at the end of the story, it does point forward towards Jesus. That just like Noah built the ark, God sent Jesus. Just like the ark saved Noah and his family and two of every animal, God sent Jesus to save us. Jesus is our rescuer. The flood was God's judgment or punishment for sin, because the people had done so many bad things and gotten so far away from Him, He destroyed them. Death and eternal judgment and punishment are waiting for us. But God wants to save us through Jesus. Just like Noah had to obey and believe God and get on the ark, we must obey and believe God and trust and believe in Jesus. And Jesus can rescue us and save us from the punishment for our sins. At the end, it talks about the rainbow. That God put the rainbow in the sky as a promise that He would not destroy the earth again with water. And so that rainbow, when I see it, reminds me of God's plan. It reminds me of the story of Noah and how God rescued Noah and his family from the punishment for the sin that was all around them. And how Jesus rescues me from the punishment of my sin. And then if I trust in Jesus like Noah trusted in God, Jesus will save me and rescue me. And so I pray that today, or whenever you see a rainbow, and today when you think about rainbows, that you will think about God's promise and what Jesus is in saving us and being our rescuer. Lord, we thank You for this story, and how it points to Jesus and is a sign and symbol of how Jesus saves us from the punishment of sin, just as the ark saved Noah from the punishment of sin in his day. Lord, I pray You would help us to trust You and follow You, and to rely only on You to save us. Just as in Noah's day, there wasn't another way to be saved. They couldn't climb high enough to get away from the judgment in the water. They couldn't create their own way. They had to trust in You and do it Your way. Just like that, we must trust in You and do it Your way, which is through Jesus alone. Lord, we thank You for Jesus, that He is our rescuer. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.